Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire.
What would you say you do here?
I am the eyes and ears of this institution, my friends.
A manager baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth a million in prizes.
It's our fantasy baseball draft.
Your fantasy what?
The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
All your fantasy sports updates.
It's a numbers game.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
Happy Mother's Day. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com on this May 9th. A overcast, cloudy May 9th, but muggy out there, balmy May 9th. Yeah, how many times can we say May 9th? Oh, it's a significant day, Zay. It's a very significant day. Myself, Isaiah Collier, and Sam Pikachu bring you in and off these Austin radio airwaves. As I forgot to change the channels here and the TVs in the background, I am watching some female volleyball here, so I could be getting distracted because UCLA is the number one team in volleyball right now, and they're doing some work.
Me and Zay got fishing.
You guys got
yeah,
fishing
you got
going
the,
on?
You got the short you stick, got, a good one, bro.
You guys got rolling on the river?
I mean...
Roland Martin, he used to have a bass show. My uncle was a professional bassman.
Really?
Professional bass master, yeah.
So he was nice with the rod,
with the
huh?
rod, yeah. He could sling that rod.
That's what I'm talking about.
He had all the right bait. He had all the right bait for the Chesapeake Bay, that's for sure. Now we've done turn that. We got NFL Network on, that's for sure. So, hey, it's Mother's Day. Well, first off, how you guys doing?
Pretty good, man.
Right?
Pretty good.
How was y'all's week? Good?
Yeah, it was solid. You know, yeah. Going to see moms today. That's right. Excellent. You know, one thing that happened during quarantine that me and my fiance have had to deal with is we got a new venue because our old venue where we were going to get married at, and don't worry, guys,
you both are
invited.
What do you mean venue?
So the place we were going to get married at originally sold their venue to who knows who, but we can't get married there anymore. So we had to find a new spot.
Okay.
Which we did. I'm not going to say the name right now because you know how folks are, but we'll keep it a little under wraps just so we don't want to jinx it. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I feel, I'm dude, you know me. I'm superstitious.
Yeah, very superstitious. Very, very. Like, wear the same.
Like, I make sure my hairs are crossed a certain way for a reason.
Yeah, if you're on an 8-game winning streak, you're not changing your underwear.
Doing nothing.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm with that.
It's
I like
funky.
That. I'm with that. So, yeah, we've been dealing with that. We finally got a new place. And it's crazy how life works because we went yesterday with our parents. So I saw my mom's yesterday. I saw my future mother-in-law and her family. CeCe didn't go. CeCe wants to play in golf. Figures.
Yeah.
Sounds like
he's
a
already CeCe been through
move.
It. No, hold on. He's been through it. All
with
right.
What?
He's done this marriage thing before. He's done the courtsmanship. He's gone through it.
That's kind of what he was talking about. When he was making his excuse for not going, and then he was like, I'm playing golf. I was like, that's all you had to say. Why don't you start with that?
Dude, you're going to, and after you go through this, this is a trial by fire.
Explain.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Every married man out there knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, so once the ring goes on, I'll know what you're talking about, like some Jedi stuff.
Before the ring goes on.
That's where we're at now, are we not? Or do I need a little bit more time to go?
Where is the build up? You haven't even seen the half-court press. The half-court press is coming soon.
Oh, good grief. And I'm walking the ball up. Because usually I like the little pace.
Actually,
that little John Stockton. You know how John Stockton had a little giddy up?
A little trot to it? Yeah,
a little trot.
You're looking back. Watching the ball, trying to catch up to you, not knowing that.
Wait a minute, I can't even control the rock? Ball handling.
It's not even
like
in your
I
hand
can't
yet.
Even okay.
No, I'm messing with you. No, it's I'm embellishing. No, it's fun, but there was some time, man. Maybe it was me too, because there was some ups and downs. Like
you look like a stressor.
So my bachelor party, I came home and literally I had a cop car follow me home. Now, I was in the Marines, all right? So I pulled that card. I was just like, hey,
I'm not gonna mess with you. I'm right over this hill. Like, and I am messed up. And I've gotten all this way here.
Right.
It was a bad decision, but if you take me to jail, this will be my third DWI.
Good grief.
And I'm done. And I am done. And then not only that, the woman over on this hill, she's gonna leave me and whatnot too. And he's just like, all right. And then he's about to write me a warning or whatever, and I said, hey, do me a favor. Escort me home. Are you that messed up? No, but she might mess me up.
and he
was cool about it. I have paid my, everybody that knows, dude, I've done time in Marcy's Choice back in Frederick, Maryland, man. Everybody knows that I've been the, you know, I've paid my time for doing my crime or whatever. But yeah, man.
Yeah, man, that's what's
wild.
Up.
That's, I've put her through the ringer, so that's probably why she kind of
just stuck around.
Yeah, no, that's probably why she put the press on me.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Yeah, it might not be. You know what? I mean, hey,
like UNLV 1991.
You might have a 10-point lead. You might have a 10-point lead, bro. You might be going to the line just hitting free throws.
Feeling good.
You might just
feeling
be
feeling good about
you
life.
You might be good.
Feeling good about life.
You know what? You're probably okay. I'm just letting you know that.
Okay.
Because you got a lot of things handled right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I'm saying. I embrace the press, Wags. I embrace the pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Diagonal passes,
pump fake. Sometimes you got to pump fake every once in a while and then get them looking and then go the other
and
way.
And then reverse the ball.
Then reverse the ball. Just good basketball.
We're just talking about fundamentals.
Just fundamentals. Successful marriage
is
all about the fundamentals.
You know what? Write that down.
Write that down, Sam. That's good producing. Because successful fundamentals is how you succeed in your marriage. That's just a fact. You know?
Why are you joking about a deed? I know that's not a joke. This was before I was mature. This was when this is bad. This is so bad. This was 20 years ago, and I was 19.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't even old enough to drink. I went into the Marine Corps because I had problems. I had issues. I came from a dysfunctional family. I was a mess by 15. Like, I was into drugs. I was awful. So Shafty, yeah, it's nothing to joke about. My entire family has, my brothers have died from heroin and stuff like that. So
that's heavy.
It's nothing to joke about. And I smile about it because my past is so dark. So,
and you've gotten through it.
I have. So I try to, my therapist actually says try to smile and get through it, Shafty. So that's why I kind of made light about it. But, if you want to get all real about it, thanks.
Rap about it.
But yeah, Mother's Day was, it's going to be dope. I'm going to see Mom's and give her present that I usually give her every year. So Mom, you probably know what's coming. She likes it. I'm not going to say it on air because maybe she might be thinking, oh, maybe Zay's going to hit me with a curveball today.
Bro.
No curve. Straight down the middle. Fastball.
Nice. Meatball.
Fastball. 90 miles per hour.
People we love don't listen to us, bro. You can say whatever you want.
That's true. That's
my
true.
Wife
Touché.
Used to listen to me.
Used to.
But, now.
They hear enough of us, bro. It's not
that
they don't love us.
Well, we got enough of a following that we don't have to ask them, hey, man, can you be my viewer? Can you be my one listener today?
Yeah. I need that support.
You got some good stuff going.
She's definitely not going to be listening in a couple of weeks when we do our women's bracket. She definitely won't be listening then.
Come on.
Because I'm already getting a list for you fellas. And I'm going to say, pretty good. Like my guy Larry David would say. Just saying, we got a list here. I'm going to throw one name out for you who's underrated, a mid-major. Just one name, because I know y'all could get going and y'all going to roll with this. We got a long show. I'll just preview for the people. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, this was huge. This was like 90s.
Huge.
This was... I think she's bigger than a mid. mid-major.
See, that's what I'm saying. She hasn't done anything since like Jackie Chan Tuxedo. And again, you're going to get me into a real, real interesting place that we're going to have to wait weeks for, because we have to end our fast food Final Four today, which has been going on for the last few months.
You can go down that line of Party of Five. Like, you can, that was a strong group.
Party of Five? What is that?
She came from Party of Five.
Did she?
Yeah, her, Nev Campbell, and Lacey Chabert.
I just remember the I Know What You Did Last Summer's classics.
Yes.
Classics.
Yes.
That's really about it. That's what I'm talking
about.
But I know she's, like you said, you're talking about she's higher than a mid-major, your era.
She might be higher than a mid-major.
And that's your era. Like, when you were young,
she might be prime Georgetown.
Okay, Wax. See, that's why we're not doing this today.
I don't know.
That's insane. Man. John Thompson towel over his shoulder. You're comparing Alonzo Gordon to KB Mutombo, Patrick Ewing. You're comparing her to that.
Maybe a Rhode Island.
There we go.
Back with Lamar Odom. The truth.
The truth,
or not the well, yeah,
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom's truth. Yeah, back when he was a Providence. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Called him the truth.
He was the first truth before Paul Pierce.
That's what we called him.
I did not know that, because I know he was real deal.
That was just back in Rhode Island. That's when me, JT Smith. Shout out to JT Smith, my boy listening back home.
Yeah, because you're an East Coast guy, so I'm going to take your word for it. He was a legend in New York before he went to Rhode Island.
Huge trooper.
Yeah.
He was
before the Kardashians.
We called him the truth. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but Lamar Odom, Katino Mobley, yes. Jennifer Love Hewitt is more of that. Has NBA talent, but the coaching, Rhode Island, you know, I'm like,
not really she's known for it.
Not really known for it. But again, see NBA players.
Maybe it's UMass with Marcus Camby. I don't know. Maybe
it's a mid-major.
It's a mid-major. Okay.
It's a mid. See somebody. Jennifer Love Hewitt is like Louisville. See, No, hell no. I'm not.
Hold on.
Louisville has won national championships.
But they're not doing nothing now.
That's okay. So you think that Jennifer Love Hewitt
had a huge run?
Okay,
huge run.
So you're saying at one point of time, Jennifer Love Hewitt
Shafty just dropped a dime.
Okay, so you're saying one point of time, probably 96 through 2001. Jennifer Love Hewitt was elite. Like, absolutely elite. Top tier.
I was getting ready to say it, my man.
QB1, Troy Aikman,
yes.
Top tier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying Brett Favre.
Oh,
she
stop.
Could throw bombs.
Yo, you
bro.
About to make me drop this
she
whole
could
thing.
She could throw bombs.
Stop.
Okay, so this is great. This is good. I like where we're doing this. This reminds me of what I want to introduce for the upcoming shows. So, gentlemen, we have been coming in hot.
You're out of control. You're coming in hot.
I have been coming
this
in hot.
This is the same guy that says Christina Applegate
She's
is Drew
there.
Brees.
She's up there.
It's like Drew Brees.
Hey, hold
you
tight.
Have lost it.
You have not seen Married Don't, with Children.
But I have seen that. Ted Bundy.
Did you grow up to it, though?
No.
Now hold tight.
See, and don't. That,
now,
that,
hold
you
up.
Can't,
hold
you
up. Let me throw my pass.
All right.
Okay. Have you seen Don't Tell Mom the Baby?
Incomplete pass.
Great movie. Great
incomplete.
Movie.
Incomplete. You just threw the ball in the stands, bro. I can't believe you said that.
You have not seen it?
Yo, you just threw the ball in the stands.
Barker to help you.
You just threw the ball.
Oh.
You said, let me throw my pass. I let you throw it. You had a wide open man going on the sideline, and you just chumped the ball out of bounds. With,
like, seriously, I have no. I like I've seen her in a lot of movies. I just can't remember.
Have you?
Yeah, I just get my wife makes me watch rom-coms.
Yeah, I'm with that. So is my fiance. You have to. Those are great points.
And there's
and they think they're doing you wrong. They're like, oh, I'm gonna get them to watch this rom-com. Yeah, I hate looking at beautiful women on TV.
I can't. Sometimes I'll get into the dialogue, but
look at you.
But sometimes I just can't. Like, it's just like, man, this is some terrible acting.
I can't not talk during them. Like I MST3K at the whole time.
That's it.
I get lost. Yeah. Like I'm not like yeah. So whose dude is this?
Yeah.
So and they're together.
My problem is I always make them mad because I'll say like, oh wait, so that's the chick who was banging, and she's like, he's not banging. They are together in a relationship. And I'm all right.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't she cheating on this guy with a lesser dude?
Yeah.
She's not cheating on him. She's just confused.
Like, oh, so that's what you all call it, huh? Okay.
She's in love with both. She's just confused.
So you guys call it confusion.
Yeah.
We call it
cheating.
Being mixed up.
Foul. You're a foul person. So, yeah. So, we're getting into a... And again, I know it's misogynistic. We're going to do a male version.
It's not misogynistic. If you're doing the other end of the seesaw, like, if you know what I mean? Like,
massaging everybody. Everybody's getting
massage. Yeah, we're getting a massage. Yeah, I'm going to have some Brad Pitt on there. Brad Pitt's going to be leading the charge.
Yo,
Leo
man.
Up there.
Yeah, Leo up there. Denzel.
Tay Diggs.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how valid your points are. I can't listen to you and Sam. Y'all are the same two guys that put Keanu Reeves
somehow
on your Mount Rushmore.
Somehow he's in my generation. I don't know how he is in my generation of movies. Like,
I get that. I get that. Okay. So what we have to base all this off of is
we have to have
longevity.
Okay.
So how long you've been in the game with your... With how successful you've been.
What about how much you've grossed? Like how much you're...
Nah, let's not count that. Because people could do some really bad movies and then
make some real
cake off of that. You know, we got those people. So, obviously looks. Obviously.
For sure.
Versatility is huge.
Now, what do you mean? Like stepping out to like being like...
No, that's like, for instance, Jamie Foxx. He could sing.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, he could sing. Like, he can act.
That
he's
something.
Hilarious. So Jamie Foxx is obviously going to be top tier.
Because he, I mean, we're talking
30 years.
We're talking
living single,
you know,
living color, I mean.
Then living color. Living single. I remember that one,
That was Queen Latifah.
I remember that one.
Which he is underrated. I know people are going to be like, Queen Latifah. Yo,
oh, she's
we
been
got.
Too. Y'all don't even remember. Y'all don't even remember Set It Off. Y'all don't even remember Set It Off. Don't even get me started. And the soundtrack to Set It Off, too.
Man.
Don't even get... I'm serious.
Yo, so Queen Latifah is really versatile. I understand that people might not, you know, be a Queen Latifah fan because they only seen her in their movies. But, yo, Queen Latifah pulled Common in the basketball movie. So Queen Latifah pulled LL Cool J.
What was that?
Queen Latifah's got some dudes.
What movie was that?
Just Right, where Common's playing for the Nets.
He gets hurt, and she's like the Florence Nightingale.
Yo, man, Common, I'm sorry. That was one of the worst actor-turned-basketball roles of all time. They should have went the Spike Lee route and got a basketball player and turned him into an actor like he did with Ray.
Ray, that was not bad acting.
Not good.
You could definitely tell, like, it's him, though. Like, it's a Hooper.
Yes. That's the best part about it. When there's some acting scenes in there where you're like, ooh, Ray, you could have touched up on this a little bit, but I know you probably
you
had to.
You don't want to be with me no more? Fine. Later. Bye. See ya. Whatever.
Ray probably had to work on his game. Like, he's a Hall of Famer. He was clearly working on his game.
Right.
During, you know. Yeah, not his line. So I could respect that. And the fact that Spike Lee even remotely made that, you know, Ray Allen a decent actor shows how good Spike Lee is. But, yeah, man, like, Queen Latifah, Just Right. And then she was in that movie with LL Cool J, Bagged Him, where it's like one of the it's one of the Christmas movies. Don't count that one with Jimmy Fallon, with the taxi. Sam, I know you remember that
one. Oh, yeah. That was the worst taxi.
One of the worst taxis ever. Jimmy Fallon won't be on our list. Jimmy Fallon... If he makes our list somehow, which we got to have people who lose first round easy.
He's one of
them. He's one of them.
We got gimmies. We got bunnies.
Yeah, so those are the type of bunnies that we're going to have. But, yeah, man, those are just examples of what we'll be doing a lot of the summer.
Like, this is looking behind you, what I have to look at. Like, what is going on? I'm trying to pay attention.
Yeah, no comment on that one.
This is what I got. I know we got to break, Sam. I know, but this is what the segment would be. Coming in hot. right? We're just coming, just like, what is, because it's a week that we got going on, basically, where we don't, well, I don't get to see you guys. I get to see Sam every now and then. I don't get to see you at all.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It is a damn shame. A crying shame. We got to make something happen because of that. So we come in hot. That's what we, that's the first segment. I'd like to introduce that. Coming in hot. Just whatever you got just on your damn. Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah. Whatever you got, we just come in hot. All but right. Anyways, we got a big show lined up. We got Barstool RDT. He's going to be coming in talking a little bit about Major League Baseball and the Orioles and I don't know, some surprises that we got so far going around in Major League Baseball for all you seam heads. And then, we got the obligatory go-to for all the green in your pocket. We got Al Walsh coming on in the second hour, lined up at 11:30. So you're not going to want to miss that. Make sure you guys stick around. It's match day. It's not. Well, what are you doing for Austin FC? Going to, well, I guess, you know, you can call it, you know, I'd like to say a home match, but it's not because the stadium is still getting worked on and they're up in Kansas City anyways, so it's not a home match. But anyways, man, what are you doing for your home supporters here back in our Fairburg? Where's the party at for you guys? Let us know here at the horn, 512-447-3776. We're on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. I'm at Not the Fake Wags on Twitter. Zay is at @ain't_that_zay, and Sam refuses to play the game. We got a lot to talk about, so don't go anywhere. It's the horn.
To the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com on Twitch as well. I think we're up on Twitch, right? Yeah, we're rocking and rolling. I don't have the camera up. Yeah, I do. It's just, I can't see it. Or is it focused on me? No, it's a little off that way. I'm going to have to adjust it at the break. I didn't even notice it. It's just great producing. Fantastic producing.
It's something.
Coming in hot.
Is that my job?
No.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, no, no. I just, you know, usually shouldn't get stuck behind student drivers and churchgoers. And we got a church right next to us.
Yeah.
It's difficult. Difficult, everybody trying to get in.
It's important to have contrast. So we balance out the parking lot. This place and then the church. Yin and yang, bro. Good and evil.
Yeah, especially with this coming in hot segment, what we've been talking about these last 30 minutes. Good
dude,
grief.
But we usually, what got me on it is I go back and I listen to the show every day or every week, right? And we always come in hot. Like always, man. We you know, sometimes we'll give the rundown. You know what I mean? Sometimes we'll be able to get it down. But usually, it's like we got so much stuff built up. We just, I got to get it out, man. Can you believe this stuff? You know what I mean? Yada, yada. Yada 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 yada, yada yada yada.
There's another. You almost did it.
No. That's what I was acting. Right.
Oh,
there.
Look
I
at you. Acting. Look
I
at
was
you.
Acting right there. Yeah, but I'm saying. All right. So what I wanted to come in hot with, right, was Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers scene. Okay, he is owed money until 23. But where, Sam? Where are you going? You're not going to be a part of the conversation. Okay, go do good producing. Okay, so he is owed money until 2023, right? But where would he land? What would teams be willing to give up? Where would he go? One, he wouldn't be traded to anybody in the NFC North. You have to know that. Like, there's no way in hell the Packers would do that. One team in mind that I mentioned last week that has actually come up to surface has been the Denver Broncos. What, in your mind, what in the hell would the Broncos have to give the Packers to get Aaron Rodgers?
Well, they just got Teddy Bridgewater, and I don't really know the Drew Lock thing. They're clearly done on that.
But Bridgewater has to be the piece to move, right? Because they already have Jordan Love, a young quarterback talent. Wouldn't you want to have Love learn from Bridgewater or Love learn from another veteran quarterback, or is Love just going to be thrown out to the wild?
I mean, ideally, and I feel both ways about this situation. Like, yes, Aaron Rodgers is being very petty. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is definitely putting, you know, his cojones on the table and just letting everything loose at the end of the day. But
has he earned
also,
that, though? I mean,
and that's where I'm getting to. Like, I think in a way he has, because again, this is the Green Bay Packers, and how they do things is a little old-fashioned, and they haven't really adapted with the times, you know, free agency. You got to be able to make moves. You can't be cheap. It's really hard to, you know, get guys through the draft every single year and try to develop them when you have different coaching changes, you know, all the time.
Absolutely.
100. Like, that's so difficult to do. Like, there's so much change in the NFL drafting guys and trying to develop them. You know, yes, it could work to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to do it for certain positions. And they didn't really pick the right positions. Obviously, with the Jordan Love taking him in the first round, that's the main one. But when you're Aaron Rodgers and you've been on the top of the mountain and you've seen that before and you've seen the guys who helped you get to the top of the mountain, like a Charles Woodson, like a Clay Matthews, like a Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, all those guys who went to multiple Pro Bowls, you need that to win Super Bowls.
100.
You know what I'm saying? So when you go year after year, and I get that they went to the NFC Championship last year, but in Aaron Rodgers' mind, he's thinking that
he's Super Bowl or bust every year.
Yeah.
That's his. That's,
and if he feels like he's been taking majority of the load to, again, when I named that, I don't know what year it was, that Green Bay Packers team that won the Super Bowl, think about all of those Pro Bowlers that they had. This Green Bay Packers team, they don't have that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, and they haven't had that for a while. Like, Devontae Adams, in a way, we talk about this a lot, he might be the best receiver in the NFL. If he didn't have Aaron Rodgers, would he be then? And he, I feel like Aaron Rodgers, at this point of his career, the longer he's been in the league, he knows how good he is.
For sure.
So he's probably like, look, Devontae, you're my guy. You do make me look good, which is why I go to you all the time. I shouldn't have to do this. I should be able to spread it around like I used to back in the gap, but I can't. You're my guy. That's why I go to you probably 50% of the time.
Dude, and the NFL, the NFL defenses know that it's coming too, and they still get it done. Now, I think you make a good point with that, because I think Adams, the rapport between Adams and Rodgers makes Adams a top three wide receiver.
Yeah.
I think without Rodgers, he's still a top five.
See, but we don't know that yet. That's,
we don't,
that's
but
crazy.
I'm, we don't, but I'm just looking at, I'm looking at his physicality.
And I'm with that. Like,
I'm looking at his, you know, he looks to me like a human specimen. I mean, but, you know, a lot of wide receivers, I mean, DK Metcalf looks like a you know, a specimen too, but he's not a top five wide receiver.
No.
Not
no.
I mean.
And, you know, one thing
free,
that.
But not a top five.
Yeah, one thing that I like we talk about Michael Thomas all the time also. How good is he going to be now that Drew has turned his cleats in? You know what I'm talking about? So it's
Mr.
Just,
automatic might
yeah,
not be automatic.
Yeah, I'm saying. So, like, Aaron Rodgers knows this. Like, even though these guys can catch the ball, you have to get it to them in the first place. And if you got guys who, you know, if you're making look good every day, it becomes exhausting. And it's cold as hell up there.
What?
Well, let's keep it real. It's too cold. It's too cold up here for y'all to be keeping me angry and y'all not to be making moves, man. Because it's not like Minnesota where we could go play in the dome.
So let me ask you this. LaFleur, coach of Green Bay, says that it is unimaginable to think of Aaron Rodgers not in a Green Bay Packer uniform.
No.
Okay. Now, is that just... is that just fluff? Because you could argue, one could argue that the moves that they have been making could be signals telling Aaron Rodgers that they might be ready for, you know, a changing of the guard. But it's again, this is unprecedented because no NFL MVP has been on another team after they have won the MVP.
And that's why he also has leverage, man. Like, I really do think that's why he also has
coming
leverage,
off the year like
if,
that?
Yeah, because if I'm his agent, I'm just like, yo, he did this alone.
Wait, 100%.
Him and that Adams guy.
Can you imagine him on Denver?
I mean, I don't know if they're that much better, especially being in that AFC West where they got to play Patrick Mahomes twice a year.
It's
I
not,
don't know.
I'm talking about the weapons. Judy, Sutton. That, I mean, he's got some. And then you got Fant. My goodness.
You I mean, but those are a lot of guys that have to prove themselves.
Sure,
still, though.
Sure. You know? But Adams had to prove himself.
Yeah, you're right. So, it's not like a Tom Brady where, oh, I'm going to Mike Adams and Chris Godwin,
who
guys who are going to be in Hawaii when the season's over or have a chance to be in Hawaii when the season's over. You know, like Judy has a chance to be elite. Like, we know that. We've seen flashes of him being elite again. You just got to have a guy that can get certain guys the ball. And, you know, you might be right. If Aaron Rodgers could be that guy, will that, you know, allow the Denver Broncos to take the next step? Obviously, they'll be better if they got Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's an MVP. Like, he's that dude. It's just so, I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, we've never seen anything before.
It's different.
And, you know, let's go to, because we're that show. Let's talk about Shailene Woodley a little bit. Because she's good.
She's Divergent, though.
What does that mean?
She was in Divergent.
Oh, that's a show?
Yeah, it was a movie.
How was that?
It was a book. I mean.
Popular young adult fiction.
Okay.
Come on, man. Like,
when we put her on.
It is what it is.
When
bro.
We put her on the bracket, because she has to be on the bracket. Like, she did Big Little Lies. Big Little Lies was a hit. Even though she might have gotten carried with the cast that she was in, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Zoe Kravitz.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's good.
Big Little Lies.
It's good. It's one of those that you can watch with your wife and you're going to get mad points, but it's also a really good story.
Oh, I get you.
Like, she'd be interested. You'd be interested. Yeah, everybody wins. It's one of those. It's on HBO. But again, when you have, and she's getting a lot of heat because she's Hollywood. Everybody knows Aaron Rodgers is from California. People are talking about he wants to be back with San Francisco, which I think that doesn't make sense anymore now that the Niners got Trey Lance. I think they're going to, you know, go with that or at least try it for the next 5 years or so. But
could you see a trade of Jimmy? I mean, the Packers have no interest in Jimmy Garoppolo, right? There's no way in hell they'd
hell
be interested in Jimmy GQ.
No. He can't play in the cold. When he's all so fragile and stuff, I'm not with that.
He looked all right up in Green Bay. I'm up in New England, but
yeah,
again, product of the system.
That's
product of the system.
So did the homie Jacoby.
Yes, he did.
He looked good,
too. He won you some games, too.
Yeah.
He won you some games.
Yeah, and everybody wanted to take a chance on Jacoby, and look how that turned out.
Stop.
I'm just saying. You know, that's what we do. We try to keep it as 100 as we can. We say it all the time. You know, we could say a buck, we could say 100, we could say 1,000. Either way, all of those numbers mean we're keeping it real.
That's it. We like to go inside the numbers.
We like to go inside the numbers. Shout out to that Joe H-Town.
Big shout out.
We see you on Twitch, baby. Playing PlayStation, doing your thing.
All right, on the other side of it, man, we got Just the Tip. I'm going to tell you what the guys.
I'm kicking brand new flavor in your Air Max, brand new flavor in your air. Ha!
Now, back to the Wagner Wire. Here's Wags.
Here I am, here's Wags on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com and on Twitch at hornatx. That's after the / of Twitch there. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter at NotTheFakeWags. You can find Zay at AintThat_Zay. I'm on the gram as well at The Wagner Wire. He is at The Right Call. And Sam is at Sam
Pika.chu, I believe.
I need to write that one down. You need to get on Twitter too, man.
Ugh.
If it's like that.
The more keep asking him, the more he's just not going to do it.
Well, I mean, how in the hell are we supposed to entice him to get on there?
We don't. We just let it happen, and maybe one day he'll get bored enough to find it.
I've seen some of the things that our boy Revved Up Rodney is liking, and it's a little enticing. But
what are we doing? Like, these are our homies, bro. But hey, I like it too. I like the stuff that Rodney likes. I just don't smash on it.
Zay is done, dude. He shut his eyes, bro. He's over it.
Yo, man, I can't believe y'all brought my guy into this.
So, this is a great movie, man. This is such a great movie.
What is this?
Brian Song. It's on NFL Network right now. Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. The story of those guys.
Oh, okay.
Chicago Bears.
Huh.
Yeah, Brian Piccolo had cancer. The upstairs helped him out.
Had the stretchy arms, right? He was all green.
What?
Ba-dum-ts. And then Sam shut his mic off.
No. That's not what happened.
Man.
Hey, man, it's time for Just a Tip.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip. Just
Y'all
for a second,
need Jesus.
Just to see how it feels.
Y'all need some Jesus, is what one texter says.
Talking to you and Sam.
I got Jesus. I got a lot of Jesus.
I think he's aware of me. I don't know about the other way around, but.
Yeah, well, Underdog Fantasy. All right, his tip of the week. Not tip of the week. It could be. It could possibly be tip of the week. There's an app out there called Underdog Fantasy. Now, look, Texans, we don't get the chance to have prop bets in Texas yet, right? Like, usually we got to find our cousin. We got to do the reach around and go outside the lines and kind of circumvent a lot of things. Well, this is the way. It's not complete team prop bets, but it's a way. It's a loophole. Somewhat. Half. We're halfway there. You can go to Underdog Fantasy and play over-unders, prop bets on NBA players, baseball players, and if you guess five right, it's times 10 of your dollar value. So say you put a $3 bet down, right? Like, you guys like to play the lotto, right? You go in there, you have no control over the lotto, but you still put down, I don't know, $3, $5.
Yeah, you degenerates.
Sometimes you'll spend 10, maybe almost $20 up there, but 10 minutes of our time just wanting to get a monster or whatever in line at the 7-day store, and you'll hold the line up, but you'll get your lotto, right? Well, here you can control it. Here you have a little bit of control of making money. A $3 bet could turn into a $300 bet with five right. And I'm going to tell you to go to, if you go to Fantasy, Underdog Fantasy right now, Jason Tatum has an over-under of 27.5, 27.5 points going up against Miami. Now, he's going to have a tough guard, all right? He'll be guarded tough. Jimmy Butler and company, yeah. It's going to be a tough get. But you think Jason Tatum's good for 30?
Oh, man. He's had an elite season, and Jason Tatum, man, when he was coming out of Duke, you knew that he flashed superstardom, and he's finally starting to, like, really show that. Like, he had a couple of 50-point games. He dropped a 60 ball this year, and I know people think, you know, the NBA, they don't play a lot of defense, but I don't care who you are. If you drop 60 or 50 anytime in any type of sport, any game, whether that's AAU and YMCA or the NBA, you're hooping.
You're always good for 30.
Yeah, you're hooping. So by you saying that he's good for 30, especially when the Boston Celtics are a 7 seed right now and they don't want to be in the playing game, they're going to get all of Jason Tatum.
27.5 is the over-under. I'm taking the over.
Oh, yeah, take that.
I'm going to take the over. All right, let's go on down to Luka Doncic. All right, now this is a specialized category, right? Because 45.5 points plus rebounds and assists. So that you take the number of 45.5, and it's a combined out of points, assists, and rebounds. So, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, odds are in favor of Luka Doncic. Usually he gets a triple-double, right?
Yeah, I mean, he gets triple-doubles pretty easily.
How many
30-point
triple-doubles does he have? I have to go back and look.
Those are a little bit tougher. Yeah,
because 45.5 is pretty high.
That's pretty steep.
I still want to take the over on it because it's combined out of three.
Yeah. I mean, the ball's always in his hands. He makes so many plays. You can't double him.
Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right now, they want to secure that fifth spot because they would like to see the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs, who are at the four at the moment with no Jamal Murray. You know, Dallas, they probably think they could win that series. So, yeah, I think Luka could go crazy tonight. But, man, 45, that's steep, my guy.
I'm seeing, too, talking about triple-doubles, he's got 10 this season, 35 total.
30-point triple-doubles, though.
30-point triple-doubles.
That's the thing.
Are you looking up 30-point triple-doubles, or is it just regular triple-doubles?
Which regular triple-doubles.
Yeah, that makes sense. Regular triple-doubles, that makes sense.
Right.
That 30, man, you know.
I think I'm going to take the over.
That's steep.
I think I'm going to take the over. I might straddle, but I think I might straddle and do another card and then take an under on it. But I think I'm going to take the over here.
All right.
How about let's flip the script on that Boston Celtics-Miami game. Let's go to Jimmy Buckets right now. 20, this is just points only, 21.5.
I'll take that.
Take that easy?
Yeah, he's pissed off.
And he's averaging 20, what's he averaging, 23, 20, yeah. 24?
Yeah, he's pissed off right now because he thinks that the Heat aren't playing to where they should be. Like, this is a team that went to the NBA Finals last year in the bubble, and right now they're sitting at a sixth seed, so you know how Jimmy is. He's very competitive, and, you know, he's been getting snappy at, you know, interviewers and different people in the media and stuff, and he'll smile afterwards, but it's one of those,
but you
like,
know, I mean, he's really feeling that.
He's really feeling like he's like, yo, we're about to get into the playoffs. Y'all have counted us out. Y'all been hating on Tyler Hero having the sophomore slump. We've been in and out of, you know, the lineups with a lot of injuries and stuff. When we get to the playoffs and we, you know, we're at the sixth seed, if we play somebody like Brooklyn or Milwaukee, even though those teams will probably be favored, we're going to give them everything we got.
No doubt. All right, we're flipping the script again. Cleveland-Dallas, Colin Sexton, only points, 24.5.
You know,
I like it because, it's right at his mark because he's averaging around 24.5, 25, right? And they've been doing Sexton around like 21, 22, and it's always been like my easy get, right? It's always been like my easy get to have, usually you'll bet maybe 50 on just one player, and it's Colin Sexton. Like, that's my guy. Always getting the over, but now they've adjusted his point setting a little bit, just over to his average. I still think I want to take the over here. It's just him.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite players in the league because he has kind of a Russell Westbrook mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has that.
He just stares at the.
Yeah, that stare, that flinch where he's just staring at somebody. Yeah, in high school. Like, he has that ferocious, I don't give a damn mentality. And what's crazy, like, I've been reading a lot of articles about him and how his teammates sometimes don't like the way he plays. And like I said, when you have that Russell Westbrook mentality, and they're sitting at the bottom of the East. So he's probably thinking, okay, I'm the only good, you know, point on this team. I'm the only really player who gives a damn. I'm averaging 25 on the team that's what, you know, basically last in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. I want to say they're 14th out of 15 teams in the Eastern Conference. So he has that, yo, if you're not with me, you're against me attitude.
Jimmy Butler, man.
Yeah, Jimmy could be like that sometimes, but he'll have to learn while his, you know, career progresses that he's going to need his teammates. But while he's young, you know, he's on his, yo, I'm going to go get it mentality. And I can't knock him for that.
No, I'm with you there, man. So I like Colin Sexton in the over.
Yeah, I'll take that.
That's my go-to.
I'll take that.
That's going to do it for just the tip there, man. That's good little nugget to have. Underdog fantasy. Always play that. Let's go to the specs text line real quick. We got golf lingo. Looks like Bob Baffert is getting caught again and could lose the Kentucky Derby crown. All right. What would happen to the bettors? Doubt anyone kept their tickets. Well, hopefully if it's, you know, that much skepticism going into the better end of the Derby, man, you kind of stay away from it or stay, you know.
We already had the Derby. What are we talking about? What happened?
But the Derby was yesterday, but.
It wasn't yesterday. It was last week.
But
where Aaron Rodgers was out there wilding.
The Preakness now, the Preakness Stakes.
Okay.
But, I mean, this could be pretty detrimental for the bettors that were trying to place the bet on the horse. That's the only thing. What golf lingo is talking about. Yeah, man. That's why I don't bet on ponies. That's one thing I don't do. I don't think I've ever betted on the ponies.
I won't do that. Maybe if I got enough bread, but I'm not making enough to bet on something.
I just don't feel like there's enough control.
Worse, man.
Like, it's like, sure, you could go and look at the stats and, you know, on a short track or on a long track, you know, what a horse does in mud or whatever. Nope. He's a mudder. His mother was a mudder. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. That's going to do it for hour number one. Hey, on the other side, speaking about moms, the top moms in TV for Sam Stash rolling it out. Or crap, did I leak the bag? Did I leak it? God, did I spoil it, man? Don't go nowhere. Happy Mother's Day. I love you, Mom. Where are you?